now, from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the program. My name is Roland, and this program is called Talk to a Pastor. This is a very important program. I bid you welcome. Ladies and gentlemen, we live in troubled times. Troubled times indeed. And you don't have to look very far. You don't have to look to the Middle East or to problems here or problems there to see that we're in troubled times. All most people have to do is look into their own lives, into their own mind, into their own family. And the waters are turbulent. People have many problems, the least of which are emotional problems and mental problems. You know, if perhaps you can remember when you were a little child, long before people were cruel to you and mean to you and impatient with you, and long before people teased you and lied to you and were phony with you and took advantage of you and so on, long time ago, you leapt from bed every morning full of happiness and joy, and you ran barefoot over the floor, over the carpet, looking forward to a day of adventure. And every day there were many wonderful things to discover about the world. And when the evening came and you went to bed, you were able to sleep very peacefully, the sweet sleep and the sweet dreams of innocence. Oh, what happened? What happened? Well, what happened was that people around you, people who were and are misguided, and people who themselves had been penetrated by cruelty and confusion. People had been penetrated by cruelty and confusion. And when they were children, they were abused and neglected and rejected and taken advantage of and so on. And when they grew up, they did to others, they did to you what was done to them. But I think the important thing for you to see, if you can, you may not see it right now, but if you could, it would be nice, is that they could not help themselves. They could not help themselves any more than you can help yourself. Now, some of you have had children, or you have children, and you know that the craziness, the confusion, the meanness, the bossiness, the impatience that was in perhaps your parents showed up in you. And there you were being to your children just as they had been to you. But you don't want to be. You don't want to be. But you find yourself being impatient, just as they were. And so now the shoe is on the other foot. Now you see what they were up against. Now you see that they couldn't stop themselves. Now, a lot of us had parents that were decent. Some of us had rotten parents, or one parent was decent, the other one was rotten. Most of us have had parents that were halfway decent. You know, they did what they could, but they didn't get it quite right. And sometimes they got it really wrong. And so what we did is we resented them. We resented our mom. We resented our dad. And lo and behold, before you knew it, our life began to take a turn for the worse. And so I want to discuss that today, because it's very, very important. This is a very important Easter message. I will read a beautiful passage from the Bible, but first I want to cover this very, very important topic. I shall be right back. Would you like a really positive attitude? If so, you must learn how not to be upset. If you are easily upset, it is because you are too reactive.
In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external tease. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to commonsensecounseling.org, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty and also overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit commonsensecounseling.org and start living instead of reacting.
Welcome. My name is Roland. I am your host for this program. I'm a pastor, but I'm not like a lot of other pastors. I'm a little different. I'm a little different in that I get right down to what they used to call the nitty-gritty. I specialize in the toughest issues, the toughest matters. And I will tell you the truth, and so I'm helpful to people. See, the truth is a very beautiful and a very sweet thing. You've heard the truth, and when you hear it, you like it. But the problem is, people who said truthful things, sometimes they said it in an angry way or a judgmental way, and it caused you to become angry and to reject it. And other people, there was deceit in their truth, or there was a secondary motive. They were telling you the truth, but for some other reason. Or there was doubt. There was doubt. They weren't sure themselves. They said all the right things, but they weren't sure. Or they said all the right things, but then they themselves didn't follow those things. You see what I mean? And for that reason, we resented them and we rejected them. We may have rejected religion for a time, for a spell, or perhaps even today, until now, you reject it. But what I would like you to see is that, number one, what I mentioned earlier, and that is that those people who were cruel, who did something to you, they were doing to you what was done to them. And yes, if they had had the love, if they had had love, or if they had heard someone like me, if they had done a U-turn and about, did you see the nice bumper sticker? It said, God allows U-turns. Well, he does. But the U-turn, the process of U-turning is not exactly the way a lot of people would have you to think. It's not simply getting all emotional and stepping forward and saying, some nice words and studying the Bible. It's not that. It's something a little bit different. It involves a change of heart. And then it involves a change of our nature. But it's not something we can do. Even Christ said, of myself, I can do nothing. He said, it is the Father within me who doth the works. So what you need is the hand of God. You need to experience the touch of God in your life. Some of you may have had a little touch of the supernatural, a positive touch. You may have been rescued from some dire circumstance when a certain person appeared and rescued you, or some mysterious thing happened. You know, the car went off a cliff and landed on bales of hay, or, you know, things like that. Maybe an angel was nearby. The good Lord was watching out for you. Maybe not he himself personally, but some angels that he sent. So you would be okay. If you've had some close calls, don't push your luck, though. And please, don't push your luck. But if you've had some close calls and you feel like you were mysteriously saved at the last moment, then perhaps, undoubtedly, the good Lord has a plan for you, has something for you to do in this world, and you must find out what it is. See? Now, others of you have had some untoward supernatural experiences. Now, the latest thing now, quite a few people are coming forward, and they're saying that they have sleep paralysis. They wake up in the night, and there's awful faces there, or a presence in the room, a hooded figure, a dark hooded figure in the corner of the room. See, that sort of thing. Well, that's a little bit scary. It's a little bit scary, or quite scary. But you can maybe be grateful. Be grateful because you've had a warning. Now you know that there is such a thing as another realm. And in this other realm, there are entities, spirits, people, whatever they demons, which are not very nice. And so therefore, it would behoove you to sober up a little bit and begin to be a bit more thoughtful about life. Life is not a big joke. It's not a big joke. When we're young, we get away with a lot. But there comes a time as we get a bit older where we begin to hopefully sober up a little. Now, let me continue with what I was saying. The reason that your life has gone from bad to worse, and the reason why you're confused, why you suffer doubts and fears and anxieties and worries and all these types of things, the reason is, number one, because you've resented other people, your parents, for example, your mom, your dad, other people, your older brother, your older sister, bullies at school, bossy teachers, kids you were jealous of, your boyfriend who took advantage of you, and so on and so forth. Now, what resentment is, whatever resentment is, I know what it is, but I'm just saying to you that whatever it is, it cuts you off from love. Now look, you have within you a center of your being, a core of your being. You are a body, but you are also a soul, a body and a soul, part earth, part heaven, part nature, part spirit. In the center of your being, you can receive love, and you can receive light and love, warmth and love from God. Now the human being, it being a soul, a living soul, was meant to live in an atmosphere of love. Look, when you were a little child, you knew that love, how important love was. You wanted everybody to love each other. You loved your mommy and your daddy, and you loved your teddy bear and your doll and your brothers and sisters, and you were full of love. You were full of love. Something happened. Where did the love go? It went away because, first of all, your love was a childish love, but it was love. But then you became confused and hateful and resentful. But the main thing I want to point out to you is that there is such a thing as love, and we're supposed to live in an atmosphere of love.
Do you suffer from stress? Reacting to stress is natural for animals, but for us humans, stress usually makes us irritable, impatient, and upset. We find ourselves being mean to those we should be kind to, or we find ourselves suppressing emotions until they make us upset on the inside. Shouldn't we be able to live with others without being upset with each other? The answer is yes. Right now you are too reactive. That's your problem. The stress of others causes you to react with hostility or repression. Were you in your center, the stress of others would call forth patience and understanding. It would call forth the courage to speak honestly. It would call forth patience to deal with the foibles of your fellow human beings without becoming upset. The solution to all your stress-based problems is to learn how to remain in your center. The meditation exercise helps you find your center of dignity so you'll be less reactive and more patient. Download a free introduction to the meditation at commonsensecounseling.org.
My name is Roland Trujillo. The program, Talks to a Pastor. Now, we were saying, or I was saying, that love is a very important thing. When you were a little child, you knew that love is important, and even now you know that it's important, and you suffer from a lack of love. You feel nobody loves you, or people have used you or taken advantage of you. You're looking for love. You've always looked for love. Women look for the father they've never known. Men, alas, look for the mother that they have known. So we look in the wrong place and for the wrong kind of love. Look, when we feel empty inside, you became empty because you resented. You became resentful and angry toward the world and some of the injustices, especially toward your father for not being there for you in most cases. Now look, if your father was there for you and your father was wonderful, well, that's good. That's good for you. I don't need to talk to you. Although you probably resented other people and some other outside influences have taken. See, father is supposed to be the strongest influence. If he is the strongest influence, if your father was it was absolutely noble, long-suffering, patient, full of virtue, full of strength, full of courage, then he would have been wise enough to protect you from the outside influences. He would have protected you from the peer group and from gangs and from drugs and from alcohol and all of those other things. And you, seeing the goodness in your father, you would have felt very close to him. He would have been very protective. And your mom wouldn't have resented him. Your mom would not have resented him. But alas, most fathers are weak. Most fathers are wimpy, see, and weak. They let mom is in charge. See, everybody else is in charge. All the authorities of the world, the school teachers, and everybody else is in charge, and dad is weak. Some dads are angry and violent. And some dads are absent. They're just gone. Okay? And some children, they don't even know who their father was. But here's the important thing that I want to tell you, and that is you must forgive your father by not resenting him. Don't resent him. I want you to see that he couldn't help himself. Someone destroyed him when he was little. He never found it. He never found the father spirit. He himself was empty inside. He may have done the best he could, but something was missing. Something was missing, and he didn't know how to handle your mom. He didn't have superb wisdom, see, and superb fatherly strength to deal with your mom, and so she resented him. Okay? Now you must see that he didn't have it either. He was suffering and struggling with his own demons, which incidentally get in when we fall away from love also. But the second point that I wanted to make, number one, if you can begin to forgive other people, in other words, be patient, don't hate them. If they make mistakes, see the mistakes, don't hate them. If they're rotten, see that they're rotten. Don't resent them. Don't judge them. Just see their rottenness. Okay? Forgive them because, as Christ said, forgive them, Father. They know not what they do. Okay? Most people are not deliberately cruel. Some are. Some are deliberately cruel. But most are cruel and don't even know it. They can't, and if they do know it, they can't stop themselves. They're in agony. Does that mean you have to like him? No. Does that mean you have to like him just the way he is? No. It does not. Do you have to accept him? No. Do you have to have anything to do with him? No. Just don't resent him. It's that simple. Okay? But when we resent, then what happens is two things. Number one, the outside gets on the inside. The cruelty on the outside gets on the inside, and then it torments you from within. But the other thing, which I've really been working up to and alluding to, is the fact that when we resent other people, we fall away from God's love. You will not experience God's love as long as you resent other people. That's why you must forgive others by not resenting them. And then God's warmth can fill you from within. Hello, this is Roland Trujillo, director of the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Most of us want to live our lives with calmness, patience, and understanding. I'd like to talk for a moment about how to deal with life's problems and about a new free offer we have for you.
If you could learn to be calm in the moment of a stressful situation, it would not add any fuel to the fire. When the moment of stress arrives, you would influence the moment instead of the moment influencing you. The way to be prepared to meet life with calmness is through a proper meditation. This meditation is learning how to become still before the truth. Through this practice, you will download enough calmness and understanding to meet the day's vicissitudes. By practicing our meditation, you can gain the presence of mind to stand back and observe the moment, see what is needed, and respond with reason and patience instead of upset or resentment. The triumph of responding properly and the delight of gaining understanding about ourselves and others lead to a procession of joys. Defeat turns to victory and fear to a new zest for life. You can download a free introductory version of the meditation exercise at our website, www.commonsensecounseling.org. Why are you waiting? Load your free meditation at commonsensecounseling.org.
Yes. My name is Roland. Some people call me Mike at Starbucks. I'm known as Mike. There's a story behind it. A very, very nice lady, a very, very, very nice lady at a Starbucks named Elaine began calling me Mike. And I didn't want to correct her because I don't know why. And before you know it, everybody was calling me Mike and I like it. So now I'm Mike. That's my nickname. My nickname is also Mike. But I want to read you something before we part. I would like to read you this lovely prayer that Jesus said in the Garden of Olives shortly before he was betrayed and then suffered his agony. Jesus spoke these words, lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, "Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, that your Son may also glorify you. And now, Father, glorify me together with yourself, with the glory that I had with you before the world was. I have manifested your name to the men whom you have given me out of the world. They are yours. You gave them to me, and they have kept your word. Now they have known all things which you have given me are from you. For I have given to them the words you have given to me, and they have received them, and have known surely that I came forth from you, and they have believed that you sent me. I pray for them. I do not pray for the world, but for those whom you have given, for they are yours. And all mine are yours, and yours are mine, and I am glorified in them. And I am no longer in the world, but these are in the world. And I come to you, Holy Father, keep through your name those who you have given me, that they may be one as we are one." And then he prays thusly, "I do not pray for these alone, but also for those who will believe in me through their words, that they may be one as you, Father, are in me and I in you, that they also may be one in us, and that the world may believe that you sent me. And the glory which you gave me, I have given them, that they may be one just as we are one, I in them and you in me, and they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that you have sent me and have loved them as you have loved me. Father, I desire that they also whom you have given me may be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory, which you have given me, for you loved me before the foundation of the world." His words are so beautiful. "I in them, and you in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that you have sent me and have loved them as you have loved me. I shall return after this brief but important announcement."
Mm. most of us react emotionally to pressure. It's not so much the pressure that hurts us, but our emotional reaction. If you would like to learn the secret of remaining calm in the face of pressure, listen to a free introductory version of the meditation exercise at www.commonsensecounseling.org. While you're there, listen to my latest on relationships. It's all in the free download section. That's commonsensecounseling.org.
If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo. That's RolandTrujillo. 282 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. That's Roland Trujillo, Box 282, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener supported. Thank you.
My fondest wish is that you may begin to experience the sweetness of love again, and it comes from within. Instead of knowing the hell that was in your mom, for example, or the hell that was in horrible people who were cruel and mean and phony with you, instead know the heaven within. And keep all the bad out so that the bad doesn't get in anymore. Until next time, God bless.
You have been listening to Roland Trujillo from the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.commonsensecounseling.org. You'll find lots of free helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is commonsensecounseling.org. If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo. That's RolandTrujillo. 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. That's 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.